Restrictive abortion laws in many states have women traveling in search of procedures and pills they can no longer legally get at home. Many head to Kansas by car and by bus, and now thanks to a new volunteer pilot organization, by small plane. Here's Rose Conlin of member station KMUW and the Kansas News Service.
I meet Michael at a small municipal airport a short flight distance from the Kansas state line. We drive onto the airfield where his four-seater, single-engine prop plane is waiting.
First thing we check are make sure all the lights are working.
Michael is part of a growing group of hobby pilots who've begun transporting people to get abortions and gender-affirming medical care from states where it's banned. There are volunteers with an Illinois-based nonprofit called Elevated Access, which only uses first names due to the potential for harassment and legal action.
So this is your headset.
The pilots donate their time and the use of their planes. Often they cover the cost of fuel due to federal rules that prohibit them from being paid for flying.
So you have to wear your seatbelt.
Today it's a demo flight. Before long, we're off.
Here we go.
Climbing 3,000 feet in the sky. Michael really loves to fly. He does volunteer flights for an animal rescue group. He's also a supporter of abortion rights and recently took a woman back home to the Deep South after an appointment at a Kansas clinic.
It's maybe not the best time in a particular person's life, or they're going through a sensitive thing, so I treat that with a lot of reverence, and you can tell that that's going on.
Only a handful of people in Michael's life know he does this. Some, he says, are opposed to abortion, including some of his pilot friends. Soon after Roe v. Wade was overturned, Michael remembers posting about Elevated Access in an online pilot forum.
It was pretty immediate that that was not, I don't shy away from it, but it was obviously a polarizing thing to have shared.
Private flights can be game-changing for people trying to get to an abortion appointment several states away. They're much faster than driving, and there are thousands of small airfields dotted across the country, usually much closer to home than a commercial airport. And there's no TSA or paper trail. Allison Draith is with the Midwest Access Coalition, which helps people pay for abortion-related travel and partners with Elevated Access. Draith says the flights also help people who can't board a commercial flight, like undocumented immigrants, or like one of her recent clients, whose abusive partner destroyed her ID and birth certificate to stop her from leaving him.
I flew to North Carolina myself to drive her out of her house situation, which was very dangerous because the man accosted me, and then put her on an Elevated Access flight back to the St. Louis area where she was from.
After getting an abortion in Illinois, the woman got help from a domestic violence group and is now living on her own. The entire operation is shrouded in secrecy. Pilots are told not to even ask passengers why they're traveling. That's partly to give pilots plausible deniability, as states consider going after people who help women get abortions. Legal experts like David Cohen at Drexel University say that even though no laws target interstate travel yet,
the risk is that you could see an aggressive prosecutor trying to say that we are going to charge this pilot with being an accessory to murder.
Despite the risk, Elevated Access has recruited more than 200 pilots like Michael and has organized dozens of flights so far. It's a small part of the strategy used for abortion-related travel since many states began enforcing bans. For NPR News, I'm Rose Conlin.